Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Good morning. I'm John Pertzborn at Fox 2 with your St. Louis news, driven by Bomarito Automotive Group. A Navy veteran killed in the attack on Pearl Harbor on December 7, 1941, will be laid to rest today. DNA helped identify him just last year. Isaac Parker enlisted in the Navy just 4 months before the Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor. He died on the USS Oklahoma. He was originally buried in Hawaii. His body was returned to St. Louis last week. He'll be buried with full military honors today at Jefferson Barracks National Cemetery at 1 in the afternoon. Former St. Louis County Executive Steve Stanger has been released from prison. He's now under house arrest in downtown St. Louis in the residential reentry program. In 2019, Stanger pled guilty to charges related to a pay-to-play scandal. He was sentenced to 46 months in federal prison. His sentence was later reduced to 29 months. He served the time at a prison in South Dakota. Air travel at St. Louis Lambert International Airport continues to rebound from the pandemic. More than 100,000 passengers traveled through the airport just last week. That's the most since the pandemic began more than a year ago. At the low point in April of last year, only about 4,600 passengers flew in and out of Lambert Airport. From the Fox 2 Weather Department, there's a continued risk for a few showers or spot thunderstorms today. The best chance for rain today will be during the afternoon. Temperatures will warm into the mid-80s and then cool into the 70s near the isolated downpours. For tonight, there may be a few spot showers around this evening. Otherwise, it will be dry and muggy with a low in the lower 70s. Wednesday and Thursday look mainly dry, but with a daily chance for an isolated storm or two each afternoon. The heat will take center stage by Friday, with the hottest temps of the year likely by Friday afternoon.